So let's review. In the previous daffim, the Gemara had been examining the process of designating which of the two Seirim will be the Seir LaShem and which will be the Seir LaZazel, whether the Goyril or the Kriyas Shem establishes each Seir. This brings our Gemara to a similar question regarding designating each one of two birds in the carbon of a pair of birds. Amar Rav Chisda, Ein hakinin mispar shoyis elo oy belikichas bailim oy basiyas kain. Rav Chisda explains that if a ken of two birds is required to be brought as a carbon, as in the case of a zav, a zava, a yeledes aniyah, or mitzayra ani, the determination of which of the two birds is the oila and which is the chatas is made either by the person bringing the carbon at the time of purchase or by the kohen at the time of actual sacrifice. This ruling of Rav Chisda is derived from the following psukim. At the point of purchase, the pasuk says, "V'lokchush deisayim oishnei b'nei yoyna, echad la'oila v'echad l'chatas." She shall buy two doves, one for an oila and one for a chatas, which indicates that the determination is made by the owner at the time of purchase. At the point of sacrifice, the pasuk says, "V'asa kohen es echad chatas v'es echad oila." The kohen shall sacrifice one for an oila and one for a chatas, which indicates that the determination is made by the kohen at the time of sacrifice. At the time of either one of these acts, the determination can be made. Our Gemara asks from a braisa related to the girl of the two seirim, where the Torah states, "V'hikrav aaron es asara sha'ola alav ha'girl Hashem v'asol chatas," to teach, "Ha'girl oisachatas ve'in Hashem oisachatas." It is the girl and not the kriya shem, the verbal designation that establishes the chatas. However, without that teaching, we would think that kriya shem is sufficient, even though it is not at the time of Lekicha or Asiyah. The Gemara answers and clarifies that the assumption was that the verbal designation would be sufficient, but specifically at the time of Asiyah or Lekicha. The Gemara next asks from the case of a carbon oil b'yarid, which is a carbon that has a sliding scale of requirements depending on the financial ability of the one who is obligated to bring this carbon. A carbon oil b'yarid is brought by, among others, one who accidentally entered the mikdash or ate kachim while he was tameh. If one has the means, he must bring a lamb or goat for a chatas. If he cannot afford it, he brings a pair of birds, one for an oila and one for a chatas. Toshima, mitame mikdash ani vehifresh mois likinoi vehasher. A poor person who accidentally entered the mikdash while he was tameh and was thus obligated to bring a carbon of two birds, and he set aside funds to buy the birds. Subsequently, his financial status improved, which then obligated him to bring a lamb or a goat for korban chatas. However, v'achakach amar elu lechatosai ve'elu loilosai. At this point, the metame mikdash verbally designated these funds, some for his chatas and some for his oila. The brisa rules: meisif u'mevi chayvasai midmei chatosai, ve'ein meisif u'mevi chayvasai midmei loilosai. Since at this point he is obligated in only a chatas, he can only use the chatas money and, of course, add to it, but he cannot use the oila money toward the purchase of an animal which will be a chatas. Now, the Gemara asks, in this case, the funds were designated neither a chas lekicha nor a chas asiyah, and yet his designation seems to have been effective. Rav Sheshesh answers that we must amend the braisa and say that he already made the designation b'shas hafrasha, when he separated the funds, which is equivalent to chas lekicha, as Rashi says, the hafrasha b'mois k'shas lekicha sa'ofes. The Gemara now examines the case of Karban Oil B'Yarid directly. Gufa, Amr B'Laza, Amr B'Hoshia, Mitame Mikdash Asher, Behevi Karban Ani, Lo Yatza. Rabbi Laza says in the name of B'Hoshia that if a Mitame Mikdash, who is an Asher, brought the Karban Oil B'Yarid of an Ani, he is not Yatza. V'Reb Chaga, Amr B'Hoshia, Yatza. Whereas Reb Chaga says in the name of B'Hoshia that he is Yatza. The Gemara points out that this cannot be compared to Mitzayra, where based on specific words in the Pesukim, the Mishnah in Masechet Nezegim rules as follows. Mitzayra ani shehevi karban asher yatze, asher shehevi karban ani lo yatze. The next Mishnah continues with the Avodis HaMikipur. Zok the Mishnah, Kasher loshen shel zahiris bereish soya mishtaleach, vehemidoi keneged beis sheluchai. The Kohen Gadol tied a red ribbon between the horns of the soya mishtaleach and placed it near and facing Shaar Nikanor, through which it will later be sent away. And another red ribbon around the neck of the Sar Lashem. The Gemara explains that a red ribbon was required on both Seirim, so that one does not get mixed up with the other, or any other Sar. The Mishnah continues, The congregator then does a second vidui on his par. As opposed to the first vidui, where he only said, Ani uveisi, he now says, Ani uveisi uvenei aron am kedushecha, including himself, his family, and all kahanim as well. As Gemara later on, Daf Mem Gimel and Beis explains, he must first atone for himself before he can atone for the other kahanim. In this vidui, as before, the Kohen Gadol uses the Shem HaMefarish, and the call upon hearing Hashem's holy name answers, Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay Lelom Vod. Zog the Gemara, Amar Yitzchok, Shtei Lashayin Shemati, Achas Shal Par, V'Achas Shal Seir HaMashtalech, Achas Tzrich HaShir, V'Achas In the Tzrich HaShir, V'Loy Dan HaHaminayu. The Torah mentions red ribbons regarding Seir HaMashtalech and the Paraduma, and says Rabbi Yitzchok, I know that one requires a shear and one does not, but I do not know which is the one that needs the shear. Rav Yosef suggests that it is the ribbon of the Sar Mishtaleach which needs a shear, since it's divided half on the rock and half on the Sar. There are two possible reasons that it is the ribbon of the Paraduma which needs a shear, but they are inconclusive. Bayu Kavit. It needs to be heavy so that it falls into the fire. However, as we will soon see, that is Talib Machlaikis, since this requirement is not universally accepted. Bayu Chaluka. It needs to be divided part in the bundle of eight eras ve'ezu v'shnitalas, and part to tie the bundle. However, it can be tied by the end of the piece in the bundle. The above mentioned machlokes is taught in the following brisa. D'tanya lama karchan kedei sheyu kulam baguda achas divi rebi. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer kedei sheyu bain kovid v'yiplu teich shreves apar. The pasuk says, v'lokach hakoyin eight eras. Blessed Rabbi Shimon holds that these three items are tied into a bundle so that it will be heavy, because it must fall into the thickness of the fire and not be burned in the ear by the tongues of the fire. Rebbe holds they are tied because they must be taken as one. Rebbe does not require that it should fall el teich sreves apar. Ravin taught in the name of Rabbi Yechanan about shalish l'shaynis, three red ribbons and their shear. Shalpara mishkal asar zuz, the ribbon of the paraduma must be the weight of 10 zuz, so that it will be heavy. The ribbon of the sar mishtalech must be the weight of 2 slime, which is 8 zuz, so that it can be divided. And the ribbon of the mitzari can be the weight of a shekel, which is 2 zuz, because it does not need to be heavy or divided.